The Drowsy Chaperone at the IU Auditorium is a very pleasant evening of musical theater that spoofs musical theater. The format reminds me a little of Our Town, but instead of a somewhat dignified and distant narrator describing Grover's Corners, we have a very personable, lonely young man played by John West, who's simply gaga about an old musical called The Drowsy Chaperone. Throughout the evening's single act, he winningly shares his enthusiasm, even as he lovingly presents scenes from a show that's entirely composed of spoofs of the genre's standard fare. Elizabeth Pawlowski was the glamorous leading lady who's leaving the theater for marriage to the handsome, wealthy young man played by Matt David. Lindsay Devino was the aging diva who's supposed to keep them apart until the wedding. Robert Michelli was the groom's enterprising buddy. Britt Hancock was the gruff theatrical impresario who can't do without that leading lady. Dennis Saducati and Mark De La Concha were a couple of winsome, malaprop, spouting gangsters who share his financial concerns. Roberto Carrasco was a sillily romantic Latin lover. Kristen Netsbund was the daffy representative of old money and Matt David her butler. Jen Percival was an aviatrix who flew by briefly at the beginning, and then, as the captain of her airship, marries everyone as they fly off to joint honeymoons. A very nice feature of The Drowsy Chaperone is the orchestra. I've gotten used to multiple keyboard and guitars at the auditorium. They're nice, but what a pleasure to hear a show with trumpets, saxophones, clarinets, flutes, and trombones. Throughout the evening, John West tells the audience about the made-up actors from the show, complete with stories about their fictional careers on and off stage. His enthusiasm and joy simply bubble over in a charming fashion. Bear in mind that The Drowsy Chaperone began as a sort of party trick, meant to knowingly put down these moldy fig dramas, so you have to be in on the irony. However, the theatrical magic does have to take hold at least from time to time. The show has some low points along with the highs. I love tap dancing and was surprised to be unmoved by the groom and his best man's extended tap and cold feet. The ladies' big number show-off was plenty varied and athletic, but it's somehow a pretty cool piece of work. The gangsters were a neatly synchronized duo, but their Toledo surprise was no brush-up-your Shakespeare. However, the lovers' accident waiting to happen was a neat little tribute to the style. Roberto Carrasco's paean to macho love, I Am Adolfo, was a charmer. And The Drowsy Chaperone does pick up steam as the evening goes on. Kristen Netsbund and Matt David's Love Is Always Lovely in the End, though terribly titled, was amusing. And Jen Percival's leading the cast with I Do in the Sky was a fitting and rousing finale. The final performance of The Drowsy Chaperone at the IU Auditorium is tonight at 8. You can find this review and an interview with John West on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.